In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from Paul's second lesson to the Thessalonians. But we ought to always thank God for you brothers loved by the Lord, because from the beginning God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. And may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. The word of our God. The doctrine of election is there for your certainty. The doctrine of election is there for your comfort. The doctrine of election proclaims that before this world was even created, God chose you to be saved, and he didn't choose you because he saw something good in you. He didn't choose you because he knew you would believe. Both those statements place the emphasis on you. Rather, simply out of his grace and mercy, God chose you in Christ. He chose you because of what Christ did for you. But while the doctrine of election is there for your certainty and comfort, this doctrine of election is often misunderstood. And therefore, people are often confused about this doctrine because they can't logically comprehend how it all happened. And so instead of being made certain of their salvation and comforted by the fact that they have been elected to be saved, often people become worried when they think about the doctrine of election, because they are wondering, how do I know whether or not I have been elected? Well, the Apostle Paul, in his second letter to the church in Thessalonica, answers that question beautifully. For he doesn't just say, God chose you to be saved, letting us wonder whether or not we're the chosen ones. But he says, God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in this truth. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, if you are ever wondering whether or not you have been elected, you need look no further than God calling you through the gospel. For the gospel is concrete. It's not vague. It's not ambiguous. For unlike God's election, which we cannot logically comprehend because it happened before this world was even created, we can logically comprehend God calling us through the gospel because the gospel uses concrete means that our senses can perceive. For you felt the waters of baptism on your head, and other people saw those waters placed on your head with their eyes. And so there is no doubt that God called you through his gospel in holy baptism. And you hear the word of God being spoken to you with your ears. They are real words that are spoken by real mouths and heard with real ears. And so there is no doubt that God called you through his gospel with his holy word. And you taste bread and wine that have been consecrated to be the body and blood of Christ. And so there is no doubt that God called you through his gospel in this holy supper. Yes, what a blessing it is that God uses real concrete means that our senses can perceive to call us through the gospel, and promises that when he is calling us through these concrete means, the Holy Spirit will always be performing his sanctifying work in us. And so if we ever wonder whether or not we are the chosen ones, elected to be saved from before the creation of the world, all we have to say is, I've been baptized. I hear God's word. I receive God's body and blood in the supper. For since God is calling me through the gospel with these concrete means, and since the Spirit is performing his sanctifying work in me through these concrete means, I know that I was elected to be saved from before the creation of the world, and therefore I am certain that I will be saved for all eternity. Let us pray. Lord God, you chose me in Christ to be saved from before the creation of the world. So continue to call me through your gospel and send down your Holy Spirit upon me that he may sanctify me and give me the certainty that I am saved. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.